I'd like to first thank the student author section of the maternal and child health section for acknowledging this work as well as the work of the other students here on the panel. And I'd also like to acknowledge my co-author and my professor, Dr. Sandy Hofferth, who is here in the audience and hopefully will take any really hard questions that come. So this talk is on the importance of men, the influence of paternal involvement on infant mortality. I don't have any personal financial relationships to disclose. However, I'd be remiss to not disclose that I have some personal relationships, I guess they are of a financial nature as well. I have had recent paternal involvement in my life. My husband, who just walked in the door, was recently paternally involved with our newborn, 7-week-old, on the right. We also have a 3-year-old daughter, so this is just my way to be able to get the picture in the presentation. So just to provide a snapshot on infant mortality in the United States, we have a high rate of infant mortality when we look at other countries. Our rate is almost 7 deaths per 1,000 live births, which when you consider the amount of resources that are available to mothers and to infants in the United States, it's a high number. When we assess in the maternal child health community, when we're looking at infant mortality, we tend to look at mostly the mother and maternal risk factors. As well, when we're looking at paternal involvement literature tends to focus mostly on children after they've been born, so and as they're growing up. And really what needs to occur is we need to have more literature that's available to us about how fathers are involved during the pregnancy period and what paternal involvement and paternal risk factors may be there that are influencing infant health outcomes such as infant mortality. So the conceptualization of paternal involvement during the pregnancy period is quite limited. Most often what has been used, or not most often, but often what we see being used is marital status as a proxy for paternal involvement during pregnancy. However, this may not be the best measure to be used solely. And one reason for this is that a substantial proportion of births occur outside of marriage. And so when you are thinking about whether or not a father is involved, if you're looking only at marital status, you may be missing dads who are quite involved but just are not married to their partner. In addition, another measure that we see in the literature is whether or not the father's name is on the birth certificate as a proxy for paternal involvement during pregnancy. One study of fragile families data tried to validate this measure as a valid measure of paternal involvement during pregnancy and found that 87% of fathers who were involved during the pregnancy and there were 90% of fathers who were also listed on the birth certificate. So it's potentially a valid measure. In our study, when we were looking at this measure, father's name on the birth certificate, we found that almost all of the fathers who were married were also listed on the birth certificate. So of married couples, 99.02%, those infants had father's name listed on the birth certificate. So there's really only variability in the unmarried sample. And it's interesting because for unmarried fathers, it's really not simple to get on the birth certificate. For married fathers, it's a given that they're going to be put on the birth certificate, whether or not they're the father. But when you're looking at unmarried fathers, there's a lot of hoops to go through and there's quite a few barriers. So if they're listed on the birth certificate, it could very well be a good sign that they have been involved. They're very motivated to get their name on the birth certificate. In looking at the literature, when we look at the father's name on the birth certificate as a proxy for paternal involvement in the literature, we see that there are associations with maternal health behaviors during the pregnancy, and we see that there's associations with birth outcomes such as low birth weight and preterm birth, and we've also seen some associations with infant mortality as well. However, none of these studies have been done using a nationally representative sample. So our objective was to look using a nationally representative sample and see if there was an association between paternal involvement during the pregnancy and infant mortality. And then, if there was an association, to see what may be the pathways at play here. And so we looked at what mediating factors may be may be working. So our model, as you can see, is low paternal involvement during pregnancy, leading to inadequate prenatal care, low birth weight, and then infant mortality. So we have three hypotheses. The first is that we expect an association between fathers being named on the birth certificate and infant mortality. We also expect that this association will be mediated by inadequate prenatal care. And lastly, we expect that this association will also be mediated by low birth weight of the infant. So our study sample was the 2002 linked birth and infant death data file from the National Center for Health Statistics. We took a random sample of 100,000 live births. And as I mentioned, we only selected the unmarried, children who were born to unmarried parents, because that was the only variability that we saw with the father's name on the birth certificate. And so that left us with a sample of 31,755. The outcome measure of interest was infant death, and that was days to death in the first 364 days of life, which was then censored. And then we have the primary independent variable was father's name on the birth certificate, again as a proxy of paternal involvement during pregnancy. And because you don't have the name on the birth certificate in the linked file, we actually used a proxy for the proxy as presence or absence of father's age on the birth certificate. And this has actually been used in other studies as well. And then we have two mediators. The first is inadequate prenatal care, and we looked at that using the Kestner Index. And then the second was low birth weight in the standard definition. So we conducted analysis using Cox's proportional hazards model. And we have four models. The first is an association between father's information on the birth certificate and infant mortality. Second, we added inadequate prenatal care, and then low birth weight, and then controls. So our descriptive statistics, what we found was that of the total unmarried sample, 38% were missing father's name on the birth certificate. So when you're looking at the total unmarried sample demographics and the missing father's name sample demographics, they actually look very similar. The only variation that we saw was with maternal race and ethnicity. And draw your attention to the variation in the Black and the Hispanic groups. And then conducting the Cox's proportional hazards models, we did find an association between father's information missing from the birth certificate and infant mortality. So when fathers were not involved during the pregnancy, there was a 56% higher risk of infant mortality. And then when we added prenatal care to the model, we found that 14% of the effect of this low involvement on infant mortality was explained by a mother receiving inadequate prenatal care. So the odds ratio was reduced from 1.56 to 1.48. And then adding low birth weight to the model further reduced the odds ratio to 1.25. And low birth weight can, we attribute about 48% of low, of, excuse me, 48% of the explanation can be, of the association between father's involvement and infant mortality can be explained by low birth weight of the infant. And then adding controls to the model, it actually reduced the association to just marginally significant. But we do see that mother's education is playing a part here. So father's information as a proxy for paternal involvement during pregnancy was found to be associated with infant mortality in this study. And adequacy of prenatal care was considered a mediator. And so what we saw was that there was the lack of father involvement is associated with inadequate prenatal care. And what we know from looking at the literature is that when a father is not interested in the pregnancy or not around, a mother is less interested in her pregnancy, and she may be less motivated to obtain prenatal care. So that could be what's working here. In addition, as you would expect, we found that low birth weight is a very strong mediator of the association between paternal involvement during pregnancy and infant mortality. One explanation for this could be that, there's many explanations for this, but one of them could be that when there are complications that occur during a pregnancy, or when a father is seeing that a mother is not necessarily taking good care of herself and maybe engaging in risky behaviors, the father actually may leave. And so the direction is unclear. Is it the father who leaves first and then the mother engages in risk behaviors, or is it mother engaging in risk behaviors or having some sort of complications, and then the father decides that he can't handle it and he's going to leave? We also saw that mother's education is influential. We found that the risk of death is lower for more educated mothers. And this is related to access. This is mothers with higher education tend to have more access to income, but they also have more access to information, and so they may be able to be in a better position to make better decisions and be able to have more access to things such as healthcare. So limitations of this study. The first is that the father's name on the birth certificate may not actually be a valid measure of whether or not the father is involved during the pregnancy. There are many barriers to a father being named on the birth certificate. There's maternal barriers, there's paternal barriers, and there's procedural barriers. And so a father may very well be involved during the pregnancy, but for one reason or another is not getting his name on the birth certificate. So that's an area to be looked at. Father involvement in this study was not, we don't know what type of involvement was provided by the father. And so what we would hope is that the father is always providing positive support to the mother. However, in this study, we don't know that. And oftentimes it's not the case, and father involvement may not be positive. And then last, the study is a cross-sectional study, and so we cannot determine causation. The strengths of the study adds to the literature because it is using a nationally representative sample. And so there is high generalizability from this study. So I too am actually taking this further and going to be using this for my dissertation. I'll be looking at a different data set and adding different variables. But one of the things that I was really interested in is this validation of whether or not the father's name on the birth certificate is an appropriate variable for paternal involvement. And so I'll be looking at that further. I'm also interested in what other measures there are available to help us to understand what type of involvement occurs during pregnancy. And so that is another avenue for future research. And then lastly, looking at other maternal health behaviors besides prenatal care. In the current study, we did actually look at alcohol and tobacco use, and we found that it wasn't a significant mediator. But using a different data set with more individuals, we might see something different. That's it.